Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight on Nightly Pop, we have a very special guest here today. Joel McHale is joining us.
Thank you.
I think if you're going to propose, you got to propose, and there's got to be some sort of legitimate ring.
Morgan doesn't sound like she has PTSD from that at all.
No.
I met Seacrest.
You
I
did.
Hold them up like a baby.
Yeah.
How do we talk?
Guys, so
I just want North to always snitch on her mom.
You ever call me a liar again, I'm coming for you.
Like her shirt, there's some holes.
Everybody in here basically has a toilet boyfriend.
Seeing everybody's face so close to the toilet does make me start to think that maybe prison's not so great.
They're in charge of cleaning that, right? Yeah, there's not a crew that comes in.
Oh, so you think...
Slide into bed with us starting right now. Nina is out living her best life, so we've got James Davis here.
Yes, yeah.
We love James. We
Mr.
love
Mr. Gossip Guy.
You Mr. Gossip
That's
Guy.
What you're going
exactly.
By now.
That's what I'm going by now.
Hunter's here too. We're happy about that always.
All right, Hunter.
Yeah.
Hunter.
Thank you
Hunter.
So much.
All right, you guys, let's get started because Northwest might only be 8 years old, but she's trolling her mom hardcore. She interrupted Kim's Instagram story to throw shade on what we like to call her influencer voice.
Why do you talk different?
Why do I talk different for what?
When for your videos.
For my videos, I'm the same human being. I don't talk different. How do I talk? Guys.
Guys! So today I got this new mask and these new bronzers. I got this.
Is that what I say? Is that what I sound like? Let me show them what you guys are doing. They're doing apples made up like humans. What is this, a mango? Thanks, I'm so glad that my beauty products can be used.
You sure you're really glad? Because you always say you're glad and you're mad.
That's cute.
That is very cute.
I love it.
She's hilarious, and she's calling mom out.
I feel like kids, like, they have no filter. Like, they give you the real at all times. And I honestly want North to be around her mom all the time so we can just always get the real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no matter what she says, North is like, actually, mom, this is how you feel. Like, I just want North to always snitch on her mom.
Kim does have an infamous influencer voice where she's like, hey, guys. Like, it does
come
out.
That was really good, actually.
Oh, no, what do you mean? All I do is watch Kim Kardashian videos all day long. Not kidding.
I like that Northwest is the funny one out of, like, the entire Kardashian collective.
Yeah.
I love that about her. And it's funny to think that, like, in 10 years, she's going to be at some dingy stand-up club trying to make it, you know? Just nobody's showing up. She's doing friend passes.
You know what? I would love to see that. Kanye's going to be there. Kanye's going
to
be there.
We're doing stand-up to six people who are all waiting to go up.
Hey, man, stand-up can be luxurious, too. It's not always dingy.
It's no, right? You
I
had some good...
There can be 25 people there.
All right. The Erica versus Sutton battle continued last night on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Oh, you guys have to watch this episode. So good. Erica wanted Sutton to shut the f*** up, but now she's making threats worse.
Everybody wants me to be very honest with you and transparent, so I'm trying to do that.
Would you like to get sued?
No!
I'm about to really lose my shit on all of you.
Nope. Calm down.
Take a breath.
You ever call me a liar again, I'm coming for you.
I've entertained a lot, and I do not ever recall anything going off the rails like this.
I haven't threatened you. I promised you. I made a promise to you.
The souffle is probably falling in the kitchen.
It's no threat, honey. It's a f***ing promise.
I love Kathy.
If I'm going to be threatened and all of that, I am not doing it.
Pushing in the chair for someone as they get up.
Damn.
That's a good move.
get on out of here then.
Yeah. Erica did not handle that well.
Well, I think like the whole Erica story is a little fishy to me.
Is it?
Yeah.
Tell
like
me.
Like her shirt, there's some holes.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah.
Are you coming to the show?
Are
you coming to the show?
So sweet.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the only reason I bring that up is because what the f are any of them wearing?
No.
Yeah,
like
for real.
All of them.
Yeah.
It looks like they shopped at Liberace's garage sale.
You know you have one that you love. Who did you say you love during the video?
I really do love Kathy Hilton.
Kathy Hilton is
also
a winner.
She looks the best out of all of them, in my opinion.
Who's the one who looks like they're wearing a pumpkin with arts and crafts on it?
That's Sutton.
That's Sutton.
Okay, that's okay. Sutton, exactly.
It looks like a pumkin that Northwest did some makeup
yes,
on. That's
yes,
what it looks
absolutely.
Like.
Absolutely. Ooh, two times.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm so happy you found each other. Hunter's like, I have a friend on the show now. All right, let's move on because Twitter's in a big debate. Big debate. Leave that in. Would you rather have dinner with Jay-Z or would you rather have 500 grand? Because the music platform title just entered the chat.
They you sure you don't want to take this one over again?
No, power through.
Because you just started.
So, the big question is, take the money, have the dinner with Jay-Z. Think about it.
It doesn't take much thought for me. Like, even if you have a great dinner with Jay-Z, and by the way, how long is this dinner? Is it like a weekend getaway, or is this like a 30-minute sit-down?
This is a two-hour dinner.
No matter what information you get from him, you're going to have to put in a lot of work to get rich. People think, oh, I talked to Jay-Z, I'm a millionaire next year. Like, it doesn't work like that.
No.
But if I get $500,000 today, we're flipping that, baby.
We are
making
that.
Investments.
Oof, so good.
I'm spending that recklessly because I have no guidance from Jay-Z.
I would take the dinner with Jay-Z.
Yeah?
I got the 500 grand.
Yeah.
I will say, I've been in the same room as Jay-Z. I was at one party with him.
Oh, let me pick it up. You dropped a name.
I dropped it. And there was a sushi bar. He spoke to the sushi chef most of the time, laughing. But you feel the aura. It's very real. There's a serious star power there. He remembers every person's name.
That's impressive.
Had told my husband, that is why he has $1 billion, because he meets you once, he will never forget your name. So there's your advice for free. You don't even need to have the dinner. And finally, Hollywood is blowing up with celebrity pregnancies, but we're ready to look into the future, you guys. It's time for Celeb Superlatives Baby Edition.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Cute. I kind of regret my caption. Anyway, me, Kylie, Jennifer Lawrence, we are all pregnant. So out of all of our babies, who's most likely to be the social butterfly, be a movie star, be an influencer, be the teacher's pet?
In my opinion, they're all gonna be influencers.
Okay.
None of them are gonna be movie stars because
that's over.
Well, they're gonna have lives of being like, you know, they're gonna be the children of celebrities, so it doesn't really matter. They're not gonna need a skill. So they'll all be influencers.
He called me a celebrity, I don't care.
And then there's no way your kid's gonna be teacher's pet.
You think?
Your kid's gonna wanna be funny in class all day. Your kid's
but
gonna
that's
be...
not teacher's pet. The teacher's pet is when you bring an apple and you're good and you
I'm
don't
saying
talk.
Your kid's not gonna be teacher's
pet. Oh, yeah,
pet.
No, absolutely
no way.
Not.
Here's my insider information.
Okay.
I went to Crossroads High School in
you
Santa
did.
Monica, which is a very private school.
Wait,
where...
I need you to. So we gotta talk. I need help.
I know
I need
the
help.
People.
I know,
the
I
faculty,
need some help.
My boy is the principal.
Preschool?
It's nothing.
Seriously?
It's nothing.
Okay, James is coming back all week. Gotta get in early.
All I'm saying
Shout
is that
Crossroads.
We have Crossroads Night Live every year, and I do Weekend Update with Bob Saget. Oh, let me pick up that name I just dropped.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. By the way, that's where my kids gotta go.
Crossroads, nothing but celebrities drop off their kids to learn. So I've seen how celebrity kids bloom.
Blossom.
Or not. And most of them,
Blossom.
Dustin Hoffman's kids, I mean, Damon Wayans Jr., John David Washington.
What about Jonah Hill?
Jonah Hill. I mean,
were
Zoe Deschanel. James Davis.
Woo! Yes!
Here's what happens. All the celebrity kids, they're going to have a moment where it looks like they're falling off. Maybe they're partying too hard or drop out of college. And it looks like, damn, we failed as parents. But then the talent, the privilege, the resources, they'll all kick in and they'll all be fine. Now, maybe they'll work for you. Maybe your kid will work for your empire, which you'll have.
Thank you.
But
yes, I will.
Every kid here is going to be all right, but they will do some influencing. I will give you that. They will all be doing some influencing.
We just got so much substance from all of that.
Yeah.
And Ro is going to Crossroads, so I'm very excited about it. All right.
I got you.
Thank you very much for that. We have to take a break, sadly, but coming up, a reality star goes off on her ex-husband. And we have the spicy screenshots to prove it.
We have the spicy screenshots.
The spicy screenshots.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. All right, more drama continues off screen for Real Housewives of Atlanta's Fallon. She posted a rant going off on her ex-husband saying he needs to leave her the alone. Apparently, he claimed that if they didn't reconcile, their children would end up working at Burger King or McDonald's. Okay. She also said he needs to move on and stop trying to get her new guy banned from every establishment he steps foot in. Was this over the top?
The Burger King or McDonald's comment's a little aggressive. To say that the kids are going to end up working there?
Free food.
There's the silver lining.
That is the silver lining.
You know what I mean?
And let's not shame people who have a job.
There
okay?
you go.
They got a job.
They got a job. And I value those people. My yeah. McDonald's crew, I go every day.
I feel like it feels a little toxic.
It's
this whole
toxic.
Situation.
And I do think no matter how crazy your ex is, no matter what, if you put them on blast on social media, it always, that dust always falls back on you. You just
For sure.
cannot be, you got to just make it legal. You take it offline. You just can't post your emotions on Instagram. People hate it.
Mm. Yeah, you can't be in your feelings.
You cannot be in your feelings. Ever.
You got to keep
it
gangster.
Moving. Just beast mode that. Bottle it up.
Bottle it up. That's what every therapist says.
That's
what,
yeah.
Bottle it up.
I talked to her for 2 hours
Keep it
yesterday.
Inside.
Yeah.
Let your blood pressure rise and keep it moving.
Exactly.
The therapist is like, I don't want to talk about that with you ever.
ever.
So never bring it up
Even
again.
My therapist is growing tired of all the things I say because it's the recurrent, it's the greatest hits every few weeks. There's no breakthrough, and I think she realizes
every
that.
Every few weeks, I believe it's the greatest hits every time you go in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's true.
You're like, this person still hasn't texted me back, and you spend an hour and a half on it.
All right, get excited because Bravo just announced their newest show, Winter House. It will combine the cast of Summer House and Southern Charm. It sounds like the perfect reality storm.
Men and women of stone
are doing Vermont, baby.
Old friends.
I'm so excited!
New friends.
Why are my panties on the ground?
And dingleberries. We came here to party.
Bikini down! I got dinner!
Oh my god, that is vile.
Cut it!
No!
Wendy! I want my mom!
I don't know how we're gonna make it 17 days though. I don't either, man.
Wow. 17 days of partying?
With your friends. Could you guys handle it? 17 days nonstop. You can handle it, right?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
I can do it. But I'm an only child, and I also just love my me time. So after that 17 days, you might not see me for 17 weeks.
Yeah, I get that. That's a long time to be with somebody or anybody.
I like how they're like, how are we going to do it? Because they are up a lot. Like, when you shoot these reality shows,
oh
they want
God.
You, like, you have to be on. Because if you're not on, if you are the person who's like, I'm going to go to my room today. We had a long day yesterday. I hope you guys understand. You are not on the next season.
Yeah.
Like, you're just not there. They want the people who are chemically unhinged
it's so true.
To be on the show.
It's and you know what? I think about that all the time because in my own reality TV show days.
Oh, yeah. Rich Kids of Beverly Hills.
Thank you. Shout out Four Seasons, whatever. It was a lot. There was so much filming, and I was like, I cannot do all of this.
Yeah.
And look decent. I looked like that whole time.
How did you manage?
I don't know. I just don't watch it back.
You could have done Rich Kids forever.
I could have.
But you it up.
I did f*** it up, it's true. Fuck. All right. Netflix has a new reality series called Jailbirds in New Orleans, showing what life is really like in prison. And with men and women inmates sharing the same building, they have to get creative with their communication.
Life here is just doing whatever you have to do to get through to the next day.
Call it talking.
Whoa. Wait, what?
What you doing?
This is our phone right here.
Hey, babe.
Everybody in here basically has a toilet boyfriend.
I think you're just tripping right now.
I can't hear you.
I just hung up on us.
I'm sorry that you gotta leave your toilet person, but you gotta go.
So, oh, that's really sad, though. If you have to move dorms or move, you know, cells.
You can't talk.
You can't talk to your prison boyfriend anymore.
It's over.
That's actually kind of really sad.
It's like a relationship at camp back in the day. Remember?
Oh my God.
Remember? You had your camp bae, and it was
oh
a weak
God.
Relationship, and then it was like peace.
Peace. Yeah. And you were devastated, and you're like, how am I ever gonna get over this? I loved my camp boyfriend.
But seeing everybody's face so close to the toilet does make me start to think that maybe prison's not so great.
Wait, I have a I'm not going to ask the question I was going to ask. Do they all have to, they're in charge of cleaning that, right? Yeah. There's not a crew that comes in.
Oh, so you think, just so I'm clear, you were under the impression...
There's a cleaning crew.
That there's a staff.
No, I just was curious, like, are they, because I'm, what my educated guess was, but are they giving them products to clean? Because that's not, because they could get high off of it.
Well,
or
what happens
kill
is the cellmates leave their cell at 11:30 every day so the cleaning crew can come in.
No, I'm just...
And make their beds.
It's so that they can have dinner.
How do they
leave
clean?
Their waters. Well, what if you're talking to Bay and then you're... Bunk prison mate has the bubble guts. Like, do you get off the phone so...
And then Bay just gets an earful of diarrhea.
So on that note, we have to take another break. Bubble guts. Coming up, Joel McHale is here, and we're talking Woo! Whiskey. Plus, we get Joel's advice for a round of hater debate.
Yeah!
That's next.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Thank you. We have a very special guest here today. Joel McHale is joining us.
Thank you.
E-R-T back in the building.
Oh.
Joel.
The crew's still here, right?
The crew is still here.
Yeah.
I love that you're pouring.
Yes. Wait, you're pregnant. Would you like some whiskey?
I would like some whiskey. Listen, I will take some. It's
Hollywood.
Nice for me. It's nice to include me. I get to hold it, smell it, pretend. Okay, so you've partnered, as we know, with Monkey Shoulder.
With Monkey Shoulder, a blended scotch. It's great for mixing. It's I think it's great on its own, Morgan. Try it. You'll see.
What do you mix scotch with, though? That's what I don't even know.
What don't you mix scotch with
Everything.
Is my question. You can make, like, scotch and soda. Very simple.
Okay.
You can put scotch in a mojito if you like.
Wow.
I like to mix it with diesel fuel.
Okay.
It really gives a nice kick before you go out. Hunter, are you drinking it? Oh, my Lord.
No! By the way, Hunter is gone for the rest of the show.
Hunter, See, that is the cool, wonderful burn of the Monkey Shoulder.
No, I like that, actually. That's really nice. I'm a whiskey guy, scotch guy myself, so this is fantastic.
Oh,
have you had Monkey Shoulder before?
Not only have I had it before, Joel, I don't have anything else.
Exactly. Wow. You guys are on brand. Thank you. And look at the beard. The beard twins. We look like lumber sexuals. Just hanging out.
Just cutting each other's wood.
Even that, it adds to the way you said... Oh, my God. Okay. Will you help us out with our game for today? It is called...
Pass!
Hater
Debater!
Why are
you setting me up for this, you guys? I told you. Hater Debater! First up, this guy said that after a night of drinking with his friends, he woke his girlfriend up and pranked her by fake proposing with a plastic ring from an arcade game. Okay, very hard stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She threw a pillow at him and could not stop crying afterwards. Apparently, they've been together for 5 years. Joel, the question is, so was he being a jerk or did she overreact?
I'm going to say he's a horrifyingly awful person. I think we can all agree on that. That sounds like that's not a very good question. That's a terrible thing to do.
What if in his defense, he loves her so much, but he was unsure of how she would take a proposal, and this was his test proposal, and she really handled
Hunter
it wrong.
Hunter is drunk.
Yeah. All right. I don't think the test proposal ever goes down. I think if you're going to propose, you got to propose, and there's got to be some sort of legitimate ring.
Morgan doesn't sound like she has PTSD from that at all.
No.
When your husband asked you, did he use the ring you're wearing right now?
Yes.
How many times have you been married?
This is my second.
Did you keep the ring from the first?
Yes.
She
you
wears it on her other.
You keep the ring from the first marriage when you go through with it. If you don't go through with the engagement, if you get engaged and don't go through with the marriage, then you give it back.
Okay. These and other rules in Morgan's new book.
How to stay married. The second marriage is going to work out.
It is working
out.
You got another
really
kid
well.
Coming.
Two babies. All
two
right.
babies in there.
One baby in here. This next couple broke the oldest rule in the party book during During their friend Sarah's engagement party, they decided to announce that they were pregnant. So when people started congratulating them, one friend called them toxic for stealing the attention.
Mm.
So it's not okay. You can't do that.
It is not okay.
It's not okay. But we all have that friend that would do that.
Do
that,
we? I feel we like I've rid myself.
We all have that friend who needs the attention on themselves.
Well, who's your friend who's like
who's
that?
Who's that? Me?
No, I was looking behind you at that camo.
Yeah.
Oh, he's.
It's always
I was
you.
Looking through you. Do you miss the soup?
Yeah, I had a great time doing it.
Do you, know
you remember it?
I love the soup.
12 years.
Oh, 12 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he told me that.
I remember.
No,
I watched a lot of it.
I thank you for watching, Ooh. For real. That was a good time.
It was a good time
It got me a car and a house. It was great.
Oh.
That's great.
I met Seacrest.
You
I
did.
Hold him up like a baby.
Yeah.
Is that how you hold
him? Give me your money, and I
keep
shake him upside down.
From your baby. If Tom, that's how he holds a baby, it's not good.
Tom did the soup.
That's how you wake him up. Tom definitely did the soup. You heard his voice every show. A number of people in this room did the soup.
Yeah.
2004, guys, is when it started.
Wow. I was in high school then.
Oh, bad girl. Were you popular in high school?
Obviously.
Yeah. I mean, how many times were you pregnant there?
Now, can I tell you, I want to make it known, because I will say, people are surprised by this. Prior to my first child, I had never been pregnant.
All right.
Just so you know that about me. Never.
It was just all hand stuff with you guys?
There was other stuff. Just, I got lucky, I guess. All right, we're going to keep this going. So this next guy could definitely use a drink or two, Joel. He asked for advice on Reddit after his wife got pregnant. The twist here is that he had a vasectomy 2 years ago. Oh, man. All right, so what advice do we have for him? Do we think she cheated? Do we think the vasectomy didn't go well? What's the gut instinct on this?
Super powerful sperm. They shot right through that.
They shot right through. I think that she's someone else.
Is that what you think?
I don't think this is a...
And who is it?
Someone ran 20 years. You've had a vasectomy for 20 years, and she's magically pregnant. Also, how long have you been
together? I think it's Nick Cannon!
Yeah. We are out of time, sadly, but before we go, Joel, you want to crash some first dates. Tell the people how that happens.
Well, if you go to monkeyshoulder.com or its Facebook page or Friendster or AOL.com, you will find that there's a contest, and I'm burping as this is happening.
It's
fine. Did drink it. I will go to your first date.
You'll go to your, and you'll
I'll
crash
it. I'll probably cook and crash it.
You know what we need to do? He needs to first date.
I'd like to, he'll just be alone in his apartment. And I'll be like, whoa, how are you? Let's go out. Hunter in hand.
Yeah. That's great.
That's fun.
Can't wait to immortalize that forever.
Yeah. Make that
sweet.
A joke. All right, Joel.
I will join you on your date. I'll probably cook, and I'm not kidding.
I want to win. I would love to actually have you join one of my dates.
I would totally. I'll just do that for free.
You'll do that for fun.
I'll bring the whiskey.
We'll send a camera.
Okay.
All right.
No,
okay.
I'll drink that. I'll take that risk.
I'm drunk, and I haven't even had a sip. But you guys, Joel McHale, thank you so much.
Thank you,
Monkey Shoulder, amazing. Thank you so much.
Can't believe I'm back on.
Don't forget to set those DVRs. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Oh, bye. We still on DVRs. That's great. Woo.